Yeah, man. So, guys, if no matter where you are in the world, big up yourself right now from all over the world. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Streaming Hub Radio, Radio Chat Room. I'm going to introduce my guest today, none other than Mr. Davil himself, walking in the building, representing I'm Yellow and Jamaica, you know?
Yes.
What do you say, Davil? Jamaica?
Yeah, man, every time, all over the world, man. That represents our country, isn't
it? Yes, yes, yes. So, Davil, let me start off by this. A lot of people might say, Davil, it's been a while since I hear from Davil.
Yeah.
You understand? What's Davil been up to, you know?
I'm holding for things. I could write a book right now, but I'll make it short and spicy,
yes,
probably. Of course, you know, I got remarried, and
yes,
you know, I mean, I have two amazing sons,
yes,
a beautiful wife.
Yes.
And I'm saying I also did my time in the military.
Yes.
Got out with honorable discharge.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Got saved.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm now a man of the cloth. You know, I,
yes,
chose to follow Christ.
Yes.
You feel me? And I've been busy touring still extensively.
Yes.
And then I've been busy in the studio still.
Okay.
In the recording numerous songs, and I've recorded enough songs right now to have at least 3-4 albums out if I want to put it out right now. But the main focus is on this single I just dropped called Happy.
Yes.
And it has been received greatly, and I'm so appreciative of the,
okay,
response to it so far. You know what I mean?
Great, great. And now we have Happy. I'm going to play that song later on. But Davil, could you remind us what song would you say people that brought you to the attention of people when you started singing? What song would you say that was the song who made people know who Davil was?
Well, it all started off with my first self-produced single,
mm-hmm,
a remake of the song called In Heaven. Baby, you're all that I want.
Yes.
When you lie here in my arms.
Yes.
And then I came back and followed up with that with an original song, again, self-produced, called Can't Get Over You. Even though I try and I refuse to cry, can't get over you. And then I came back again with another self-produced track, which is the track that basically put,
yeah,
the icing on the cake, a song called Always On My Mind.
Listen, yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on it, but you, yeah, let me stop at Can't Get Over You. You wrote that song?
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Wrote and produced.
Wow, that song, Can't Get Over You, I think, what year was that?
Wow, maybe 2004.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somewhere,
yes. Yeah. I remember I was on campus when that song came out, and every single time, like, you know, when I start over when I start dancing and I start the cultural and the roots reggae, was,
yeah,
that song after playlist 5 times.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
What was the inspiration behind that song?
Oh, here we go. I give the stories. I wasn't that faithful. As we say, a boyfriend.
Okay.
I was a faithful boyfriend at that time to the girl I was with at that time. So,
yes,
you know, I keep on getting caught in my hand in the cookie jar and keep on apologizing. And
yes,
eventually I run out of apologies, you know?
Okay, so okay.
I started writing songs.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
That song was deep. That song was a real deep song.
Yeah.
And I remember when you used to have a style where, I don't know if it was a marina or something, you used to, you had a style, you know. One time I go campus and I went to this party, and me got a girl that she never get for kin from me, and me just,
yeah,
rap marina. You must say, walk one, are you that devil? Me say, no, calm. go easy.
Yeah, man, remember them thing though.
Yeah.
Me. So way back when
yeah, them time there. Mm-hmm. And I see you are so you are a reggae superstar, but
yeah,
but people have always commented on your style. What is importance of image? What is important of branding and image to everything?
Yeah,
while we're talking, is it? What,
yes,
is the importance of image, and where that came from?
Yeah, well, I must say it came from my father. Yeah, my,
okay,
father was a very ambitious man, and is a man who really loved him. Him clothes and him jewelry and all these things, and I'm saying to you,
okay,
so I learned from him from a very young age, a very tender age, to make sure that when they put on their shoes, the shoes are clean.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The pants we have seen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And them thing there. And you have to smell good.
Yes.
You know, so,
yes,
after a while, you know, pants stop having seams. I mean, we are seeing no more, yeah, but still have to clean. You know what I mean? So,
yes,
it came from that really. And as them say, cleanliness is godliness.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? Very important. And you have to understand that when you look at anything in life, especially if you're going to a store and look at something on the shelf, the,
yes,
first thing that clicks, that really stands out to you, is the appearance.
Yes.
And if you look dirty and crushed, you,
yes,
not really have, no, a pee in the mind.
Yes.
You're looking for something that looks presentable.
Yes.
And once it's presentable, and once you as an individual looks presentable,
yes,
then people they want to speak to you and see what's behind the presentation. You get me? So presentation is very important in everything you do.
Okay, okay. No, you said after Can't Get Over You. What was the song you mentioned after that?
Yeah, we came with Always On My All Mind.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell us about that song and mash up the entire world, you know?
Yeah, well, Always On My Mind now was at a point where me and the same girl, she just basically cut me off, no communication whatsoever. And I decided, one day I was going to the gymnasium,
yes,
and I'm driving into Alfretree, and the melody just came to me.
Oh.
It's like God just whispered the melody to my ears, and I called up Steve McGregor same time and say, yo, I'm coming by the studio. I have something I want to knock out.
Yes.
And went to the studio, built everything from scratch. And it's weird because when I did that song, originally I had one verse and a chorus. And I basically wrote it for me and Cesar La Calonge for doing it.
Oh,
a collaboration.
Okay.
So I link up Calonge, you know, of course, you know, yeah, man, sing him, I can do it, man. Worry yourself, man. And then one day turned into a week and the waiting game started and weeks. And then I realized that one day I go for judgment there and she said there were some other folks there, some other people that they were wait longer than me. So me I said, if the man I wait for months.
Yes. What about you?
Oh, what's longer me I forgot wait?
Yes, yes.
So I just make up my mind and say, yeah, well, my mother's coming at the studio and did the second verse for it. And basically, I didn't intend to release the song at that time.
Okay.
At that time I was promoting the This Time I Promise.
Oh, this time I promise.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is a song again I wrote about the same girl.
It's a pattern.
So, it's an entire album, really. You know what I mean? About me and the experience I've had with this individual.
Okay.
I wasn't really writing for its song at that time. I was just basically venting in music, you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
It just so happens that when I went to, I think, Zip FM at that time, I went to go see a DJ named DJ Ice.
Oh,
I'm a link Ice and say, yo, Ice, at this me I promote right now. This time I promise. But
yes,
he must say, yo, what else you have? More here, some other things that you have, man. So I play On My Mind for him and make him know, say, that should be the follow up after This Time I Promise. And he was like, yo, I love This Time I Promise, but you see that song there?
Oh,
when you just leave it to me, remember, just play it one time on the station. I mean, I said, I started getting irated now.
Yes.
I'm like, dude. Yes. I'm not promoting that right now.
Okay.
This is what I'm promoting. They're trying to put a spokes on them. And really, if you're going to play that right now, it's going to throw off my whole plan.
Yes, yes.
Eventually, he convinced me still, and I gave it to him to play it. And he promised me he would have played it one time.
Yes.
By the time I jumped on my car and started drive off,
mm-hmm.
play This Time, I promised a couple of times. Then him start pressure on my mind. And I'm in my car, and I'm getting mad. Like, yo, dog, yo, man. You know what I mean? And then my phone started ringing.
Yes.
I think the first person who called me was Big A from RFM. And he was like, yo, how come someone have sung him in an off song? You know?
Yes.
And then after him called me, look at Richie from Swatch called me and said, yo, my youth, the man hide song from me, you know what?
Yes.
So by people called, by Heights doing that, and people started calling my phone, I realized that I could no longer hold on to this song. I have to start issuing out the song to these other people, and basically that was it. The song was basically
took off. And I because that song Always On My Mind, even now, no matter where you go today, when you play Always On My Mind, you know the kind of vibe you're setting for the dance or the party. Yeah. So guys, of course, if you're here, well, watch out, man. No, man, David, you get big up to NYC in the house, Florida, Belgium, big up on yourself. Yes. We're going to go for a quick break. And of course, stay tuned, tell your friends and family to stay tuned because we have David in the house. We're going to hear more about the music, more about his marriage, his spiritual marriage and his physical marriage, you know? Yeah. We'll talk life, family and music to come, okay? You're tuning into the Raul Blaze Show here on Streaming Hub Radio. It's right now, it's what, 5:59? Stay tuned, don't go anywhere, all right? More with David to come.
This time I promise.
All right, guys, welcome back. Of course, that song is Always On My Mind by Davil featuring Sean Paul, you know, super uber hit song. We're going through the songs one by one, and we spoke about Always On My Mind. We spoke about this time. Did we talk about this time? I promise. Did you finish telling the story about that one? Because all these songs have a story and a pattern, and they're all interesting.
Yeah, well, the This Time I Promise track, really and truly, again, boy, I tell you. Man, look at him, I get saved, you know, yeah. I look back at my life, you know what I mean? I realize, boy, yeah, you really caused some damage to this girl, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the sense that, you know, faithfulness wasn't a part of the agenda, you know, even though, I mean, I tried.
Yes.
You know, but when you're living a certain lifestyle,
yes,
it's very difficult for you to stay focused on one.
For real?
I'm just being real.
For real.
I'm being real. And,
for real.
You know, at a time, you know, and when we were going through our little thing, mm-hmm, our differences, and, you know, my only thing that I could resort to was now say, okay, you know what, let me just start venting into some song and just start, yes, put word to the music. Because I was trying to reach out to her to kind of express myself to her, but she never really, you know, reciprocated.
Yes.
So I had no choice at that time but to put those things into music. And it's just weird that when I wrote Can't Get Over You and This Time I Promise and On My Mind and I'm In Love With You and Yesterday Is Gone, you know, it's like all these things kept pouring out of me. And eventually, I guess, because the realness in the music,
yes,
people started gravitating to me and those songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So This Time I Promise now was just me saying to her, listen, I've made a change for you and, you know, I'm, yes, never going to cheat again. I'm never, yes, going to be that person.
Yes.
That unfaithful dude again.
Yes.
But again, you know.
Yeah. And that's why, as David said, it's a good thing that he's saved, because more of these songs will be keep making and making and making. But he's saved from that now, you understand?
Yeah, well, I tell you, say, honestly, I had to make that change because
yes,
I'm like, as I remember something that my pastor said, and he said his wife told him that when they got married, she said there's only two things, mm-hmm, that can happen. Yes. Matter of fact, there's only one thing that can happen for them to separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not divorce. It's going to be death. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and she has a gun. You know, okay, what I'm saying?
Or it's a warning.
And then, you know, I mean, mm-hmm, you see when, you grow as, yes, as an individual comes maturity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, well, I think I found, how can I fancy thing this?
Yeah, man. Enough. This is like a fancy place you have, yeah, now. Yeah, everything, you know?
The old brother for the screen. The old brother for the screen. Yeah. Yeah, but seriously, though, maturity come in age.
Yes. Yes.
Age should,
yes,
come with maturity.
Yes. Yes.
Eventually, you know, after having kids, you know, things have started winding down for me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, in the sense, okay, that I found that I either find it a wife, find it a good thing.
Yes.
And I found a wife and she was more than a good thing. She's actually the greatest thing.
Yes.
Ever,
yes.
Because, you know, the kind of man that I was, you know, trust me, it wasn't easy being with me.
Okay.
You know what I'm,
okay,
saying to you?
Okay.
And she still held it out with me still, you get me? And then the kids them come into play, you know, and them really, awesome, kind of tug on a different part of me that brought me to the person that I am right now. So, yeah. You know, oh, what I mean?
Wow.
God had a plan, you know?
Yes, yes, yeah, yes, man, yes. Yeah. And he had to take you to different paths. So,
yeah,
speaking of family and kids, before we get to your new song, David, so today is sponsored by Grace Foods, right? Can you cook? What, you have any Grace? What kind of? So if Grace put out a couple of things in front of you, mm, which one you could have mash up and mash?
Grace, tomato, ketchup.
Hey, you remember? You threw it back
way back.
If you don't remember, this is not supposed to be on this live, you know. This is the man.
Yeah, man, Grace can't beef, man. And
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Christ, someone can't beef, okay, and rice, man. I'm mad if things.
I wonder what they're running today. Mm-hmm.
And here I go, and it seems, yeah, a man, I love, yeah, the mackerel, but I like the small thing, man. I like the big. Oh, the big chunk,
the chunky one. Oh, yes, man, yes,
the chunky,
yes,
one,
yes,
with the,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
not with the tomato sauce though. The one with the sauce name again, man.
Oh, not the tomato sauce. No, okay, the okay.
One. You,
okay,
see, so yeah, and then we have the noodle. I mean, the noodle soup, them and them thing.
There. Yes, yes, you get the, yes, man, yes, to, yes, you, but yes.
Grace plays a very big part in my kitchen, man. You know, okay. Jamaican, when I, yes, give out certain things, when you get the message,
yes, 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 yes. So,
yeah.
For real. Yeah, man. And okay, so you hope, what kids now? How many kids do you have?
Honestly, I should have sex right now, but
okay.
You know, my wife, see your wife, you're afraid of everything, you know. Yeah, but she's
if side eyes,
yeah, she's like,
if really, side eyes gonna kill her,
kids aren't, yeah, you know, yeah, kids are very, very expensive. Oh, trust yes, me, wow. I have two, and believe me, man, yeah. If you have kids, you have to basically know that you have to make up your mind to be responsible in every single way, because they cannot fend for themselves. You have to be the one to, you know what I mean, fend for them and do everything for them. And knowing the kind of background I came from, I came from a big, my father was a whole heap of kids. You know what I mean? I said to you, so, you know, due to how I grew up and not really having that closeness with some of my siblings, because I never really met some of them until I'm already a grown man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying to you? So I didn't want my kids to have that kind of, I wanted to give them a kind of childhood where they will have the opportunity to enjoy not just mommy and daddy, but each enjoy other. Each other.
Sibling love is so important.
Very, very important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And as we get older, we kind of understand that. But, you know, that's where it's at. I have two. I'm a good with the two right now. Two is better than two, my dad said, huh?
Yeah. Yes, yes. And Kayla from Saint Kitts says, love Davil so much. Big up, Kayla. Yeah, Patricia from Tamrock also, love you, Davil. And Wendy from New York City says, Davil!
Big up, Wendy. Big up, everybody.
And right Roxy from Belgium. Yes. So, of course, guys, so we are going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with Davil right here. And we're going to make sure that the Instagram Live is up and running, okay?
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned.
With my heart up on the floor, I made some promises to you, but I've broken them before. Oh, I made some mistakes. Oh, I caused you something, but I know that you and I can start up all over again. Oh, baby, it's the truth. Oh, we need something. We need something. Just believe in what we have and there.
All right, guys, so hold on. I'm gonna pass a song because that is my favorite Davil song of all. I always try to sing it, but me can't carry the notes, you know, but that's my favorite song. Well, let me see, hold on. This song playlist is a jam forever in my playlist. That is Echo Music. So we're gonna talk about, hold on, pin. Is that pin coming? Pin comment. Yes, guys. So if you're joining us now, we're live here with Davil on the Raw Blaze Show here on Streaming Hub Radio. And we're gonna get in this. Of course, this section is sponsored by Grace Western Union. Of course, they provide a wonderful basket here for Davil with all of the good things I mean, all the mackerel, all of the things I mean. Understand? So Western Union has Grace has the FedEx Trader, and they also have the Bill Express. So you can pay a bill from here. Or you can pay a bill from here. But Davil, do you send money back a yard sometime?
Yeah, I send my money back a yard sometimes. You know, sometimes friends and family reach out, and sometimes, you know, we have business to do, a conduct where we need to get sorted out financially speaking. And
yes,
you know, sometimes Western Union is the best way to get it done.
Davil, did you know that you if you send money to Western Union, do you know that you don't have to? Yeah, oh, Lord of mercy. Yes, Lord of mercy. So, Davil, yes. No, we can't hear. So, Davil, okay. Yes. So, Davil, do you send money back a yard?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, you know what I mean? Yeah. Business-wise and personal-wise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, do you know that if you send money through Western Union, how the person usually collect the money?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, I just provide the details on this end.
Yes.
The person who's receiving probably their phone number and some address if it's requested.
Yes.
You feel me? Western Union basically do the rest.
Yes.
You know, it's for the other person on the other end to make sure they have all the credentials that they need probably to go collect the money. You get me?
Right. I know it's even easier. You can actually, they don't have to go to Western Union at all.
Oh. Really?
You can actually, if you don't know, the Western Union app, you can actually send the money to them bank account.
Oh, I never know what about
it. Yes, you can send the money to them bank account. So that, you remember back in the idea, you have to go join the long line.
Yeah,
you know, that number.
Now
go on again.
Yeah.
And also, if
people
you
want the money faster now.
Yes. And also, if you have bills at Jamaica to play, you can actually pay the bills from here. You know, so shout out to Western Union and, you know, Bill Express and and FX traders, right? So, you know, Jamaican people, you know, if they are foreign, Jamaican people always like, from where they are foreign, you have money.
Well, here I go, Anna. That's why I'm kind of tedious when it comes to me. When I say my phone ring, I'm going to say 876.
Yes,
you feel
yes.
me? So, yes. Make sure so we know. The people that were definitely calling about phone about anything in regards to that, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. And what them give you? What them Grace Month services and what them get on the bag? You know the thing, so.
Yeah, well, right now I see, you know, of course, you know, definitely my wife will tell you that the browning,
yes,
for the meat and them thing, they, is a constant thing in my kitchen. You know, yes. When you do the brown stew chicken,
gosh,
and
man.
Them thing, they have you that on your, and inside the seasoning area.
Oh, God,
and there goes my favorite mackerel right there, like, the Jack mackerel.
You just talk about.
You know what I mean? And of course, you know, we don't eat the red meat too much anymore.
Yes.
But of course, when I was digging that, I had to have my butter beans
yes.
to go with that. You get me? Grace tomato ketchup is ultimately yes. the best tasting ketchup ever. So
yes,
glad
yes,
to have
yes,
that in
yes,
the bag.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Of course, you know, the rice and peas will not be rice and peas without that coconut.
Nice.
Lache. That's yes, in the bag
yes,
right now.
Yes.
And my favorite drink, Tropical Rhythms, man. Shot in.
Yes,
know? And
yes.
a bag of other things. And of course, I see this tea. What is this? More fire tea?
Yeah, it's but yes, the, somebody provides somebody. Yeah. It's really good. And Lafay right here, Lafay is a Latin American company.
Yeah.
Grace owns them. So a mi gente que ven la Latin America, por favor, compra esa porque de Grace. Okay. Lafay okay. Grace son la misma cosa. They're the same thing. Lafay and Grace are the same thing. So if you're in Latin America, please, you know, buy the good thing right there.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So now you were talking about family, Daville, before we, I guess it's a family changes you. Does family and being married and have children, does that change the type of songs that you'll sing?
Yeah, well, it changes a lot mm-hmm. of things, you know, because
yes.
now whenever I step on a platform, I'm not representing me anymore. I'm representing the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I say the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You feel me? So,
yes.
But. The great thing about me and music is that I was already blessed and ordained
yes.
with the gift of music and the gift of melody. And now I don't really dabble in certain topics, but
yes.
there are certain topics that was already there.
Yes.
You know, me being saved doesn't stop me from singing Always On My Mind and Can't Get Over You and these other songs.
Yes.
It's circular music, but
yes.
At the same time, it's music with... about love and reality of
their relationships. Their universal messages.
You get what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
And the last time I checked, God is the author and the orchestrator of music overall. Music
yes.
was created by him.
Yes.
You feel
yes.
me? It's just that, like most things, you know, some of us take it and do something else with it, which is not of his preference,
mm-hmm.
but still, you know. So that's why the fans say I sing song like Happy.
Yes.
And some, and there are many more to come.
Yes.
You get the message? And also, you can look up for some stuff, of course,
yes.
dealing directly with the kingdom.
Yes.
I already have some of them things there,
yes.
buy some put down, and I already have some things in the making. You know what I mean? But whenever you come in, whenever I present music, mm-hmm. especially now,
mm-hmm.
I am very careful, you know, about. Yo, the channel star. Yo, look at this. Yo, look at this. Yo, they're my feed me. Yo, look at this. We got jerk chicken right here.
Yes,
we got festival.
Yes.
We got, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God
Thank
is great.
Yes.
Yeah, my God is good. I'm not hungry in this program at all.
You're good.
Yeah,
you come from Bellyful Thursdays. Yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. man. But yeah, it does change the way I present myself.
Okay.
You know, I can't walk with the master.
Yes.
And don't try to be like the master.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Okay.
Because he's the light and he's the way. You feel me? So definitely. But of course, as I said before,
yes.
luckily, I was already blessed to sing a certain type of music from morning.
Yes.
You know, I get the message. So,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's for me, you know, to clean up certain things and just keep in that vein.
Yes, yes, Amen. Exactly, exactly. Yes, guys, so if you're just joining us, of course, if you're just joining us, you've missed some, but of course, we're still here with Daville. We're talking about music. We're talking about singing for the, you know, for the master, singing for the right reasons, you know, family, love, and everything. And of course, we're here on Bellyful Thursdays with Grace Money Services. We're talking about everything, music, everything about sending money, everything about Western Union, everything about Grace and food. Of course, we have a wonderful plate of food here. Of course, we have, it looks like, butter bean. We have butter bean, we have festival,
jerk chicken,
we have jerk chicken, and then on our break we're gonna enjoy this food. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview because we have to talk about the single Heaven, because I want to know the inspiration behind the song. And of course, David is going to give us something live, you know,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
you know, he's anointed with the voice. So he's going to, and that anointment can come off at any time. You understand? So guys, please stay tuned to the Raul Blaze Show. Tell your friends, you have half an hour more. Tell your friends and family to tune in because we're going to have David live in studio. But yes, if you're on YouTube right now, you can stay in YouTube and watch us enjoy this wonderful food. All right. Stay tuned to the Raul Blaze Show here on Streaming Hub Radio. I'll be back with Davil. All right. I promise, guys. This I'm a promise. I mean, if you stop doing it. All right, guys. Welcome back to the Raul Blaze Show. I'm here with Davil. You know, we are here talking about music. Of course, we're talking about food. So Grace Money Services, them send the food for Davil, but Davil say, Davil, tell people them why you can't eat now.
Well, actually, this food right here, them have all the main ingredient that I love to eat on the plate, but I can't really touch it as a vocalist, because if I start eating this right now, mm-hmm, it's going to mess with the vocal cards.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Can't really, if you say, yo, Davil, sing that thing, mm-hmm, it's going to mess with my vocals, you know what I'm saying? So I'd rather to wait until after I've done the interview and fulfill my obligation, then I'll fulfill the obligation towards the meal. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah. Can you drink?
I can sip.
Yes.
Definitely sip.
You said yeah, you like tropical rhythms, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
If you notice, I knock it and
what's your favorite flavor?
Right, as you know. Carrot. You see that mango carrot? My favorite. I don't know. Somebody told you guys.
Yes. We do research. Mm-hmm. We always do research. All right. So we have the song now called Happy.
Yeah.
Happy. That's a wonderful adjective right there.
Yeah.
When you say happy, what kind of emotions come to you when you say happy? Even though that seems like a very obvious question. What does happy mean to you?
Euphoria. You know?
Euphoria. Yeah, wow.
Just fulfillment.
Okay. You know? Okay.
A state of just
bliss
and mm-hmm, peace, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying to you, but most importantly, happy. That's happiness, totally.
Yes.
This song, Happy, I gotta give credit where credit is due. I gotta say big up to Sketch Carry,
okay,
you know what I mean, out of the Bahamas, you know what I mean. I gotta also say big up to Garnet Newman, who's right here with me,
yes,
you know what I'm saying. You know, big up to my wife and kids,
yes,
you know what I'm saying, on this one, because they inspired a lot of what I do. But most importantly, I got to say, the ultimate big up to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, because he knew what he was doing when he was orchestrating this song into my position. The moment I heard this song, when this song was presented to me by Sketch Curry, you know what I mean? I fell in love with it and I knew that I had to have it. You know, so we basically kind of come together and co-produce, you know what I mean? For my label, my personal label, Global Merchant Music Group. So I'm the executive producer on this track.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And when the track was sent to me, we did it back and forth. Like, you know, it's internet thing now, so back and forth.
Yes.
I did my vocals, you know what I mean? I laid my vocals down until eventually we got it to where we wanted to get it. And then the Sketch Carry kind of put on the coloring on it. And then, you know, we did the video for it. And, you know, I knew I was going to put it out, but I never really have a date. I just knew that the time was coming and it was putting real close.
Yes.
And then the video had to be revisited, still being revisited, mm-hmm, right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to wait on that, because on the heels of Valentine's coming and knowing that I had a Valentine's show, I was like, you know what, I'm going to drop the song on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And it seemed as if it was the perfect time, because the song started circulating maybe about a week before that.
Mm-hmm.
And the response is overwhelming. Amazing. You know what I'm saying? Amazing. Because amazing. When a fan say, this jack is are calling you.
Yes.
Yo, email a song to me, send a song to me. You know that song is making a difference. You get the message. And,
okay.
You know, that's where it really started, yeah?
All right. So guys, so this is Happy by Davil. You're going to hear it for the first time here on Streaming Hub Radio. I'm going to turn it up so I can enjoy the song much as you guys are enjoying it.
Yeah,
okay?
Man.
So this is Happy.
Check it out.
By Davil. Check it out. Mm-hmm.
Girl, I will never change this. Real love, baby, I could never take this. Oh, girl. Your smile is contagious. Lost a lot of things, but I'm glad that I found you. I found you. It don't really matter if it's winter, summer, spring, or fall. If I got a job against the world for you, I'd risk it all. I hope you know what you mean to me. When you're with me, I feel complete. I'd give up everything before I let you go. As long as you're happy, seeing you happy, that makes me happy. Cause you mean the world to me. As long as I'm living, my only mission is keeping you happy. I just want you all for me. Whenever you call for me, you know that I'll be on my way. No matter what time I day, I just want you to understand. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing else comes before you. It don't really matter if it's winter, summer, spring, or fall. If I got a job against the world for you, I'd risk it all. I hope you know what you mean to me. When you're with me, I feel complete. I'd give up everything before I let you go. As long as you're happy, seeing you happy, that makes me happy. Cause you mean the world to me. As long as I'm living, my only mission is keeping you happy. You happy.
Well, that was Happy by Davil. Davil, that is definitely a hit right there. This song has Davil written all over it.
Yes.
How does it feel to listen to your to a song that you recorded and see people enjoying it? How does that make you feel?
Again, happy.
Yes. Okay.
As long as you're happy, whoa, seeing you happy, that makes me happy. Oh, cause you mean the world to me. Yo, hey, my only mission is keeping you happy. You happy.
You know, yeah, that song definitely it brings out that euphoria I've been looking for. And, you know, okay. I'm so happy that people are gravitating to it the way they are. I guess again, just like the other songs, if you are a human being and you have breath in your lungs and the feeling of that thing where it's no longer about self, you know, you can relate. Because I was once there in a sense where it was all about me, a little bit of selfishness, you know. But when you find that, no, you have kids.
Hold on to that thought. Guys, we're going to go for a quick break and come back because we want to hear the rest of that story and read some of the comments coming up. Okay, stay tuned to the Roundlay Show. Let's talk about COVID, right?
COVID.
How did the pandemic and everything affect you, your creativity, your life, your family, or, you know, making your bread? How did this affect you, if any at all?
COVID came with a lot of negatives, but also brought some positivity to me and the man that I am right now, because I had to change up a lot of things based on my approach. Because now I was in the house more than ever, you know what I mean? And I was always an hands-on dad, you know what I mean? But in that instance, I had to refocus my energy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Being home, especially, even more so than I used to.
Yes.
With
yes,
the family. Yes. And during that time, not being able to do certain things like I normally would, I had to, it basically helped me to lock in and be creative in the studio.
Yes.
So I created a whole lot of music.
Wow.
You feel me?
Wow.
And apart from that, on a spiritual level,
yes,
helped me to refocus my energy and my love for the Lord and my spirituality. You know, I remember when I used to walk very close with my master when, yes, I was younger.
Yes.
Before there was ever a devil. You, yes, know what I mean? And then in somewhere along the way, I think I lost that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because,
yes,
when the fame and everything came, you start to indulge in certain things and live a certain type of way. You know what I mean? And during that time, it's like they became a gap between me and that feeling. And I yearned for it for, yes, many years.
Yes.
So when COVID come and put a damp up on the thing, it's like it's like a light went off in my head, like, yo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember this?
Yes. Yes.
Remember this relationship?
Yes.
You need to sow into it some more. You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to show you a thing too. When a man or a woman have a partner,
yes,
with them,
yes,
that kind of help to push them in the right direction.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I'm not the kind of man who take orders real, real good. Because even in the military, my drill sergeant used to call me Mr. Attitude. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He said, yo, get down and give me 10. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
And
yes,
even though I have attitude, I had to get down and give 10.
Yes.
So the,
yes,
military teach me discipline.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I was happy to do that. But I say that to say this. Many times, I almost get caught up back into what the limelight was offering.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had to help pull me back and say, yo, don't forget that this is the most important ingredient.
Yes.
All of these things that you've been enjoying and doing, mm-hmm, even the blessing and the voice that you have,
mm-hmm,
is ordained.
Yes.
I never went to school for this voice and, wow, the ability to sing.
Natural.
This was gifted to me from birth.
Wow.
My mom was here, she'll tell you right now that I used to hum in her tummy. Real talk.
Wow.
You feel,
wow,
me?
Wow.
I used to hum in my mother's belly. So from I know myself and to as far as I can remember, I've always been able to sing.
Yes.
But the good thing about the blessing is that over a period of time, it gets better and better and better and better with like fine wine. You get, yes, what I mean? I said, so the devil, yes, you hear today is even better than the devil you hear,
yes,
years ago.
Yes.
Because,
yes,
we've, yes, grown and we've matured, not only personally,
yes,
but in every other areas.
Yes.
Being a father, being, yes, a husband, being, yes, a caregiver.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Being a provider.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Being in the kingdom.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And,
yes,
how we approach things and even when it comes down to penning and writing and producing music. Yeah, man.
Nice, nice. Guys, yes, guys, we're here. Of course, we're here on Streaming Hub Radio on the Raul Blaze Show on Bellyful Thursdays by Grace Money Services. And we're here listening to Davil, you know, dropping some knowledge. It's always good to have great conversations. And everyone has a story. And when you hear people's story and putting things into perspective, it make you reflect on yours too. So it's almost it's a joy having Davil here. And even though when Davil said he lives in Florida, I was like, wait, South Florida? But yeah, actually he's up in Orlando. But whenever
Disney World,
he lives in Disney World basically, you know, Disney World. So of course, yeah, when he comes back down here, we're gonna have him. But we're gonna talk about new projects coming up. We'll come back after. But before that, Davil, what advice would you give to somebody who's trying to follow your path? Do you believe someone can follow someone's exact path in music, or should they find their own reason and path?
I don't think you should follow a path. I think, mm-hmm, you should follow examples.
Okay.
You know, or, you know, you can be encouraged by the way somebody else approached something and by looking at the result of what, yes, the other person got. Remember that if you try to follow a path, sometimes you won't get the same result.
Yes.
It matters. You ever try to basically look at the examples and try to pick up little things here and there from somebody that you can put,
yes,
along with your own experience and your own walk.
Yes.
I personally just want to be a light.
Yes.
Of what the kingdom's supposed to represent. You get me? I want,
yes,
when somebody look at me, them can see the Lord through me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying to you? Because God is in every single one of us. You get what I'm saying to you? It doesn't matter of how you intend to represent the kingdom and based on the biblical perspective and,
yes,
word. You yes. dig? So even though we're walking with God and walking with Christ, I have no apologies with that. That's the best decision ever. Yes. You know, I said to you, can we do everything else before?
Yes.
And I can tell you, comparing to what I've done before, this is the best decision ever, you know?
Yeah, you have a, yeah. you have a lot of people here rooting for you on that regard. Davil, you have an interesting comment right here. Someone said, Davil, my wife loves your music. She's using my phone right now. Good music. Big up, Davil, from Atlanta, St. Lucia, and all these islands and Barbados, Trinidad. Everywhere, guys, if you're just joining, we're here on Bellyful Thursdays. Of course, Bellyful Thursdays is brought to you by Grace Kennedy Money Services, home of FX Traders, Cambio, Bill Express, and Western Union. If you send money abroad, make sure you download the app. And we're gonna go on a next break, and then we're gonna talk about what's new, what's coming up next for Davil, because you know, I'm sure we're gonna learn some gems, you know.
Yeah,
and we're excited to see what's gonna come next. All right,
yes, sir.
Stay tuned to Rob Bless Show. Don't go anywhere. Right. So again, we're here. We're finished up our interview now with Davil. You know, of course, Davil lives in Orlando. He and his wife and his kids live up in Disney World, right?
Disney World, alongside Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, how happy are your kids that you can you imagine that your kids? That's a bragging right. Hey, I live close to Disney World.
they're born Floridians. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, and it's weird because they're half Filipino, half Jamaican. Oh. But every now and then, my youngest would be like, Daddy, so today, you and I are Jamaican, and mommy and Torian is Filipino, okay?
Wow. And do they still, are they in touch with their Filipino roots?
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, man. They're Mamila, which is their grandmother, you know what I mean? Yeah, and of course, the mom, I keep telling my wife, listen, you need to speak to the kids in Filipino more, yeah?
Yes.
But she tend to only speak to them in Filipino when they piss her off.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? And then when she starts speaking in Filipino to me, I don't even understand. I said, okay, I love you, Tony.
Because that's why a lot of kids, they can understand. They know when their parents are mad, because when you speak to someone, you speak your most emotional in your native tongue. You understand? I can get that. So let's talk about new projects, Davil. Yeah. What's new for Davil? What's coming up? What's up on the, you know?
I gotta say big up to Joshua. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Sabatelli. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name properly. But Joshua, Sabali.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very integral part of my team right now. You know what I mean? And if you notice it, when you go on davilmusic.com, you see my thing set up. You know what I mean? On my website looking good, and you know what I mean, my Instagram and everything. He's the one who's been working alongside me on my team as a very integral part of my team.
Wow.
To uplift my team for what next to come. You know what I mean? We have, of course, you know, Happy's Out, which is the initiation of what's to come.
Yes.
It's the first single from the album that's to come, that's supposed to be released at a later date.
Okay.
And we're going to be dropping a couple of singles along with the accompaniment of videos to go with it.
Okay.
And basically take it from there. So Happy, I started the thing. Look forward to what's coming next, you know. And of course we have performances and everything that's still you know, on the platform. I should be performing down in the Bahamas pretty soon. I think it's a private performance though.
Yes.
And then I have to also, I have something in Orlando that is pending.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And a couple of other things.
Spice Islands.
The Spice Islands, yes. And a couple of other... there's something pending for Barbados.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nice. I'm so looking forward to all of these performances.
Nice.
Yeah, man, but we've been busy, still working. Wow. You know, never stop. And by the grace of God, it's so amazing when you do good song. You do good music.
Yes. Yes.
And it stands the test of time.
Yes.
It keeps you going. You
yes.
know?
And I know that Happy is going to be one of those songs, because it's such a well-written song and it's so well-delivered. I can see Happy being up there with Can't Get Over Any of Those Songs. Have you performed that song live yet, Happy?
I've only performed it on Valentine's night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Valentine's weekend. It came out the day after I performed it. I had a gig in LA, a Valentine's show in LA.
Okay.
And I performed it on the stage for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah, man, the people really gravitated to it, you know. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow. And where can we like find it? Where can we find your music? How can supporters of Daville support Daville?
Yeah, well, right now, davillemusic.com. That's my website.
Nice.
On Instagram is Daville Music. Okay. On Facebook is Daville Music.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And on Twitter, Daville Music as well. We're okay. Also on Spotify. You know what I mean? We're on all of those leading streaming platforms.
Yes.
Also we're on TikTok as well. Daville Music.
Yes.
You know, we're keeping up with the times.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
The email for booking is booking@davillemusic.com.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Also, if you want to get in touch with us in terms of whatever you need, info@davillemusic.com.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or okay. davill@davillemusic.com.
Okay.
I'm giving it to you all. management@davillemusic.com.
Yes.
That's it right there. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm. Wow, that's great, guys. So you can, if you want to reach out, you know, for business wise, please make sure you follow, because nowadays, as you said before, keeping up with the times, TikTok is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok sometimes, a lot of artists, their songs go viral based on how much they're played on TikTok, or someone decides, hey, I'm going to play this song and dance to it.
Can I say something else?
Yes, please.
So right now, this is the first time I'm going to mention this to everybody, because it's coming real soon. We have a thing called the Blasian Family Values.
Okay.
You can get a little peep into my family, the things that me and my kids and my wife go through.
Wow.
It's hilarious sometimes. I remember that, you know, just the way we are. You know, a couple of friends and close associates was like, yo, you guys should put these things up on.
I see this.
You
guys have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, but we're going to be putting the first video on it in the next week or so. It's called Blasian Family Values.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Also on IG as well, and also on TikTok. You know what I mean? But we're in the midst of editing right now, the little videos, and we're going
to
be putting
I those. Am so looking forward to this. I am definitely going to be tuning. I can imagine a Filipino Jamaica family. No, sir. That is. I know there's a lot of food involved, a lot of laughter. Listen to me, no, man. Yes, because. And you said her grandmother is. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, that fish in the Philippines where it. It's very tasty, but
yes,
when it's cooking, you don't want to be close to it.
Yes. And what about you? As you tried balut?
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh, that would be good to come on the Blasian
family. We have all of that on camera. But she tried to get me to eat that, and her mom tried to get me.
Of course, your mom was right.
Can't pay me enough to eat.
What
that
about one. Lechon?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course you know.
Okay. Yes.
You know, bonafide on that still.
But say it already. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
But we have a lot of things working on, and also the merchandising as well.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
I've been pushed to now start the merchandising. I did it once for the song, One in a Million. I never really put any emphasis on it, but I got to tell you, man, Joshua Sabali,
mm-hmm.
he has been very inspiring in, you know, trying to push me to finally do something about what my wife has been trying to get me to do for years. And she'd be like, you see, you only listen when somebody else tell you to do it. But when I tell you, you didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so now,
yes.
Happy, we have the merchandise coming for Happy as well.
Okay.
You know, my website is already up. The store is coming where you can actually log on and you can purchase your Happy t-shirt and your Happy cap. You know what I mean? And we're going to be doing presently also, I'm in the studio right now re-recording. Yes. Something called, I forgot the name I gave it, but I'm re-recording On My Mind. I'm re-recording Can't Get Over You, In Heaven, This Time I Promise. I also spoke to Marcia Griffiths about us re-recording the All My Life song. So we're going to try to bring those It songs back at a certain level, because production has changed since.
Yes,
you know,
and
we want to revamp those and bring them forward.
And hold on to that. So guys, we're gonna go for our last break, and when we come back, we're gonna finish up the interview with Daville. I'm thanking him for coming, because I know he's a busy person, you understand? So stay tuned, there's a last break, I'll be right back, all right? Cool.
You keep reliving that moment. that you found out the truth. And yesterday you forgave me, but today you say we are true. Oh, what can I do? Baby, I'm sorry, sorry for breaking your heart. Been known for
tell the boy.
Yes, 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 of course, guys, you heard that, that was Devil himself. Sure. The, you know, you see
too
the
much
melody.
Apology in the song. I'm sorry.
Oh, my thing. God. Yes, 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 yes. Apologies. Apologies are, yes. Are
very
necessary.
Important. Very important.
Very important. Yeah. You know, because sometimes... Oh, turn on mine. Yeah. Turn mine. Mm-hmm. I think... we're all on now. Hello? Yes. Is your up? Okay, we're good now. So yeah. Sometimes as you're talking about apologies, Devil, I think a lot of us as human, as adults, we somehow, even though as children, we are taught to be apologize. Say I'm sorry. Somehow when we become adults,
and stuff.
Right? When we become adults, we believe that apologies make us less or weaker. Mm-hmm. Or of a person, how important is it to apologize and make amends for things that you've done wrong?
Well, obviously, you know, by the response I got on those songs I did, it shows you that apology, being apologetic, is very integral, especially in, matter of fact, in any relationship.
Yes.
You know, but it's just that I feel that sometimes as a man, a man does feel a certain type of way. His ego is... Yes. Bruised if he has to be apologetic.
Yes.
And at that time, and I was doing, well, I still do these songs, but when I started doing that, for me, I was the stripped bear.
Yes.
To the point where I had to now put that aside and just be apologetic and done.
Yes.
And it just seemed as if when I did that, it resonated with the mass.
Yes.
Because most of all, the ladies or females and all wanted to hear that from a lot of man. But sometimes a man again.
Yeah.
I want to tell us I'm sorry, but right now you don't know when I really to put job that for the sorry thing, you know. You see me, I say?
Yes.
So what I did now, my songs though, I guess it presented that platform where if someone wanted to apologize to his wife or his girlfriend or whatever the situation is, if he couldn't say it verbally, my song was there doing the job for him.
Yes.
Because I've had many testimonies over the years where people come to me and say, you know, sing him an airline, you know, your song saved my relationship. I was going through a vibe and I just put your song in and just explain to her what I was saying, and it really did the trick, you know. So I just a blessing to be able to represent in that way. And I'm not afraid or ashamed ever to apologize to my kids and my wife or anybody at all that I've done something to offend.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm putting it out there right now because that's a part of you being human.
Yes.
Because I'm quite sure you would have liked, I would have loved if somebody would be apologetic to you if they did you some kind of
Exactly. Yes. All right, guys. So, of course, guys, we're here. It's Thursday and it's Bellyful Thursdays, you know, brought to you by Grace Kennedy Money Services, home of FX Traders, Cambio, Bill Express, and Western Union. And make sure that if you're sending money abroad, tell them to download the app. And talking about instructing people, right? I heard something that Devil, that you're also, apart from all the things you do, you're also a teacher. Tell me about this role of being a teacher.
Yeah, I've worn so many caps over the years. Certain things I'm not even going to talk. I've done so many jobs, you know. But again, I was thrust into being a teacher for the fact that when COVID came in, my kids had to be homeschooled.
Okay.
So we had that thing. Now we have the camera thing, where they're doing the virtual schooling.
Okay.
I had to be in school every single day from school start till school finish with my kids.
Oh wow!
And even after, I mean, so I had to be there to observe and also to initiate and also to help and also to.
With the virtual class?
Yeah, the virtual class.
With the Zoom
class.
And the Google Meet and stuff? Okay.
The teachers on the other end, some of the kids were allowed to be in school. And at that time, I was a little bit reluctant to send my kids to school because of the whole COVID thing. And I didn't really understand certain things about it at that time.
Yes.
And they were still gauging certain things.
Yes.
I chose to keep the kids at school and have them do the virtual class where I had to facilitate and oversee all of that. So I was back in kindergarten.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
And it's weird too, because I'm looking at some of the things that they were trying to teach these kids, and I'm like, when I was going to school, nobody taught me that. What is this? This is like, but you know, I have to just keep up with the times and do what I have to do, you know?
Wow. And so of course, you learned things while teaching.
I think me doing that kind of also brought me closer in relationship with my children, you know, because again, as I said before, I was a very busy man, more focused. I was still focused on family, but more so we were outside doing other things.
Yes.
But that moment in time when COVID came, it allowed me to experience on the other sides and other areas of what my children were experiencing. And this is where I said this now with no apology. Mm-hmm. I think that teacher should have the highest paid. They should be the highest paid job right now. Come here, I tell you this straight. I could not teach kindergarten children.
And when speaking as a former teacher, of course, people whenever I think people whenever parents leave their kids at school, we are their parents and we're their teachers. Yeah. I mean, I taught in primary schools and I taught in primary schools in Japan, but I taught in high schools in Jamaica. And the work of teachers can be honest is a lot of work. You are responsible for 40 human beings in front of you than the other human beings in the classroom.
Not only that, but every single person, yes, from rich to poor,
yes,
has to be taught.
Yes, you know? Yes.
They have to be a teacher that plays an integral part of, you know, bringing, like raising and bringing up these people and
your
children.
Role, and your role model too, yeah. You know, you're a big brother, you're get me? Wow.
Scientists need to be taught in their field.
Yes,
you know
what I'm saying? Yes.
Everybody needs to be taught in their field.
Yes.
You see me?
Yes.
But, yeah, that was an experience
crazy. Well, guys, yes, of course, we're here with Davil, you know, we're He came through and we hear some of his wonderful music and of course all of these songs, but I'm looking forward to be repeating Happy on my show when I'm here. It's on my list, Davil, so I'll be playing that song all the time, you know.
Appreciate it.
And I'm sure your fans all over here, big up the people on the app. I don't want to say I'm not bigging up because you know they get sensitive sometimes because
I'm looking here. I don't wrong them, you know what I mean?
Because I'm looking at YouTube and Instagram. Sometimes I forget them, but guys, you are very important, and I always want you guys. What's up, DJ? I always want you guys to know that, you know, I'm here, and you know, I'm looking out for you guys. And of course, Davil, you got as from Grace Kendi Money Services, we got your basket, and we hope you enjoy. We hope you enjoy this basket to the fullest, because I see some things in that basket that I want, but I'll speak with them another time.
Big up Grace. I'm not lying to you. I'm some of my favorite in this thing. The man I'm all have the Grace jerk seasoning, my favorite too, because I don't really like the spicy one. I prefer this one they have right here, which is the mild
one. I mean? okay
spicy bone at my tongue and everything.
Do you have how do you jerk? You use the oven, or you have like a jerk thing?
No, I'm an oven man.
Okay.
Get the job done.
Yes, guys, so you're tuning. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna be here, but you're tuning to Streaming Hub Radio and tuning to the Raw Blaze Show, and this was Davil here with us talking about new music, new life, you know, family and everything.
Yes.
And Davil, we are looking forward to hear way more wonderful things from you, because we know you have it in store. What else you want to leave the people them with?
I just want to say a special big up first and most importantly to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who make all things possible, even me being here right now.
Yes.
I don't do anything without him.
Yes.
Him is the main ingredient.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I want to say big up as well to my team. You know, we have Joshua Sabali. You know,
finally.
Sabali. Joshua Sabali. We got Mr. Garnet Newman.
Nice.
Yeah, we got royalty and respect.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a very integral. These people play very, very integral roles in what I've been working on lately, and we have in mind great things to accomplish. But most importantly, again, all the people who's logged in right now, whether you're on Streaming Hub, you know what I mean, whether you're on the YouTube or you're on the IG right now, you know what I mean, all my fans and supporters on my Davin Music, on my IG and stuff like that, yo, big up to all you guys, man. Trust me, though, loving the support coming in, especially from the DJs who has been playing Happy, you know, big up on yourself. You get me? Because at the end of the day, no man is an island. I could not have gotten to this level or on this platform without your love and your support. So it's integral. And just know that I don't get a chance to walk around and thank each of you individually. But no, when I say thank you, it means a lot.
Yes.
Because it's coming from the heart and it's real. Yes. Thank you so much for the love and support, man. Yeah. Walk good, talk good. Big up, Grace. And Streaming Hub.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Raul, for having me in this platform to connect with the fans and supporters.
Of course.
Yeah, man, love.
Yeah, man, cool. All right, guys, you heard from Davil. We're going to just play some music as we just go on this break. Okay, guys? Yes.